I'd like to make a suggestion. I disagree with the approach of the 8% positivity rate or 50 beds in the hospital. It depends on staffing and what types of beds those are and what else is happening at the hospital. So I think beds in the hospital is very difficult, even though we're trying to make sure our hospital isn't overwhelmed and that people can get the care they need. So what I'd like to suggest is I think there's a desire to do something if the situation gets worse. And I think we should look at, case rates per 100,000 over 7-day rolling average. And so right now we're at 15.85, but we've been down, underneath that for a while. And so what I'd like to suggest is if we get to 20 cases per 100,000, that we put on the agenda a discussion of what we're going to do. Okay. And if we, and then, and that could include, I mean, we'll have to debate whether we want to do an unenforceable mask requirement indoors only or in certain circumstances only or what we do. But I do think if things get worse in the winter, like they did last winter, which I hope they won't, because last winter, when we in December and January, when we had these high numbers, no one was vaccinated because no one could get vaccinated. That we add the discussion at this trigger point and then talk about what the projections are at that point in time, and then maybe decide what we're going to do, what actions we have. And I think if this, if we get to a number like that, we're also going to potentially see the state take some action. Most of the state has been on average, right now I think the state is 12 and we're at 15. Most of the bigger counties are, some of them are below 10, but I'd say an average is in the 12, 13 range. And then some of our rural counties are really high. Okay. Washington County was, I don't know what they were the last time I looked, but they were pretty high. And so we have the discussion about what we think we should do when we get to a trigger point and do it that way. I just wouldn't do it on positivity rate because that depends on how many people are getting tested and how many people are not getting tested. And I think the hospital beds is a hard one to measure because really a staffing issue. And let's say we have a big outbreak of the flu this year and we should be encouraging everybody to get the flu shot. The number of beds may be something completely different. I mean, if we have 30 or 40 or 50 people in the hospital for the flu, which would be a lot, that will impact the ability of the hospital to do COVID and take care of surgeries and do all of those things. So I just don't know that you want to just measure COVID beds only. So that's my suggestion. Let's say if we get to 20 cases per 100,000, we schedule a discussion and have it include the possibility of some kind of mask requirement.
And I'll share that the case rate of 20 per 100,000, we were there for several months last winter, hit it a little bit with the wave before this one, and then a little bit with this wave.
Yeah.
So we have been there.
We have definitely been there. I mean, I think the peak in the winter, we had a weird week where we were like up to 70. But, we were in the 50s and 60s during, a lot of January last year. And we had a lot of deaths. The highest death week in this county was Christmas week last year.
Yeah, and what we see so in Garrett County right now. So I think today their case rate per 100,000 is in the 60s, and then Allegheny's probably in the 40s, and Washington County's hanging out at the 30s, but they have been up higher. I think we're at that edge where, why are we not, why do we have a higher case rate than some of the other jurisdictions? I think a lot of it's because we are at that western edge and we have a lot of that cross migration. That's getting us off the point here.